This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the Seattle takeover of six blocks, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Como News reporting that it is now entering its third day. I guess it's completing at this point its third day. It's two full nights, 3 days at this point since protesters took over and the police left the area. They say at Como News a dance of trust is being played out in the six-square block area that the occupiers have taken over, with people at checkpoints asking those entering what the purpose of their visit is all about. Roz Simone, who some have told Como News is one of the leaders in what many say is a leaderless group of protesters, he said, quote, "You look around, it's peaceful. Everyone is chill," he said. And that lack of an organized leadership is hampering efforts to bring back some normalcy to the area and have officers return to the precinct, one of these spokes bureaucrats said. She adds her department and other city departments are trying to find the leaders of the CHAZ to negotiate a roadmap for the area's immediate future. She said police are receiving reports of armed people manning the checkpoints, intimidating people trying to enter. Let said that, quote, "While Washington is an open carry state, there is no legal right for those arms to be used to intimidate community members." Let said operating a citizen checkpoint on a public street is illegal. Quote, "We have heard anecdotally of citizens and businesses being asked to pay a fee to operate within this area. This is the crime of extortion." So she said anecdotally, so that doesn't necessarily mean there's a whole lot of evidence for those allegations.
Yeah, the news is fluid the more that it reaches tea time.
Tea time?
Tea
like
time.
Like golf tea time or tea time drinking tea time?
So tea time means the time that has been designated. At this point, I am designating tea time as now.
What are you referring? I don't get it. What are you saying?
Okay. Let me rephrase. The news becomes more fluid, meaning less likely to be true.
Mm-hmm.
The closer it is to now.
The closer the news is to now.
Correct.
Okay. But what's happening on Capitol Hill is having an effect citywide on SPD responses, say officials. Quote, "Right now we're on priority calls only, which means the people citywide who need a police response are not receiving it." Well, what are you going to do about it? The police aren't responding to calls. Are you going to get your money back? Probably not.
No, but are the hippies in piles responding to police calls?
I don't know, but if you get rid of the government police, something is going to have to come up in their place, and the question is, what would that look like? And these are things that free market people have been speculating about for many years. Maybe we'll get to see some alternatives tried in the autonomous zone there in Seattle. We go to Mike. He's in Tennessee listening to WGOW in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Mike. Mike,
good evening,
Tennessee.
Guys.
Hey, we got you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to call and say that this thing going on in Seattle is completely ridiculous. I have no idea why the police would allow this sort of stuff and not just go in there and push these people out. This is not a way to show that defunding the police is the right thing or the wrong thing, having random people just overtake entire blocks of a major city. It's the most craziest thing I ever heard of in my life.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely interesting.
Yeah. I also wanted to ask, you had mentioned something in passing about weaponized drones,
mm-hmm,
and that becoming illegal for like a residential kind of neighborhood to have.
Yeah, it was Dave Ridley who called in to say there was some sort of bill in, it was specifically to New Hampshire, that was talking about prohibiting the private ownership of a weaponized drone.
I am all for bearing arms, but I think that's a little bit excessive when you need to arm your drone to protect your property.
Well, what if you're being attacked by people who are, you know, not in favor of you and they want to take your property from you? Wouldn't it be fair to use a robot to defend you?
I don't know. It's, you would have like a robot, say an alarm system is kind of a robot itself, right?
Yeah, sure.
That is perfectly legal.
Yeah. But what if the alarm system releases drones that are armed?
I just think it's a little excessive.
I mean, so if I can have an attack dog that I can release, why shouldn't I be able to have a drone, attack drone?
Yeah, I mean, if you're controlling the drone, then you're responsible for the actions of the drone. I mean, it's not even actions of the drone.
These aren't
your
autonomous
actions.
Drones. These right. are drones that are driven by someone.
So, right. Therefore...
Oh, they're not like...
Right. These aren't AI robots. This isn't Skynet.
I mean, it could be that someday, but it's more likely the police are going to have that than anybody
so
else.
If in this case, I mean, basically it's just effectively a gun that you're not holding in your hand, but you're still controlling. Mm-hmm. So, all right. I mean, I don't see that that's a particular problem.
Do you want to send the drone around the corner or a human being around the corner, right? Like the drone, if they blast the drone away, then no one dies. Yeah, it's okay. To me, it seems like drones are a really smart thing to have if you're talking about defending your property.
When you say it like that, you definitely sold me on it. I was thinking like the danger, like you're saying, like the AI, and then who's responsible if the drone shoots somebody, the homeowner, or the drone, that just becomes so crazy.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. Probably not a good idea to have a drone roaming around armed with no one responsible for it. That does sound pretty risky. Thank you, Mike, for your call. I appreciate it, man. Toll-free number is 855.
Got to watch our language, I guess.
453.
It's a fair thing to have assumed.
Sure, 855-450-3733. Some businesses told Como News off camera they are worried about their own safety, but others aren't as concerned. One of the protesters said, quote, there's a lot of mixed emotions going on right now. Some people are happy with it. Some people aren't. And the community said, one of the activists with the Northwest Film Forum, which is just doors away from the Seattle Police East Precinct, Ms. Vivian Hua, says, quote, the community seemed to be really happy that they were in a space without antagonist police presence or exchanges. Christopher Dura lives nearby, saying the entire experience is one worth learning from. He said, quote, I was up here last night. There are people having teach-ins, talks, political discussions, they said. Some tall tales are coming out of the CHAZ, which is the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. But the trouble is that there's just enough truth in the stories being told to cast doubt on what's a lie. What's real might be scary enough for some people, but there are also dangerous exaggerations that have taken on a life of their own. So you really kind of have to be there, I think, to really know what is going on.
I mean, that's not really the nature of news. News is information for people who aren't there.
Yep. And they do, what they can to try to communicate that. However, armed citizens are patrolling the streets around the police station. Washington is an open carry state. The police said there are limits. As for any police facilities being taken over past this point, that is false. A Como News photographer did find barricades and other measures going up at the South Police Precinct, but possibly as a preemptive measure at this point.
So Seattle's a open carry state, which means you can open carry, I guess, a rifle by the sounds of it. I'm not saying that's a problem, but it's unusual that a far left city would make it easy for you to have a gun.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the gun rules are in Seattle. Maybe Mike knows a little bit. He's close by, calling us from KBKW there in Aberdeen, Washington. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I got some sad news, but this is my last night on KBKW to listen to you guys, and I'm wondering on my Android phone, what are my other options? And I know I don't, programming is what it is for stations, so Boss Bill had to make some changes. And
yeah, I know what you're referring to. KBKW is cutting back Free Talk Live's 1 hour that we had on weeknights there. They took the, I think it was the third hour live from 6 to 7
right.
the same time. They are going to stick with us on weekends, from what I understand. I think they have us on Saturdays on KBKW. So we're not going away completely from the station. But yeah, if you would like to listen online any old time, you can do that over at freetalklive.com. There are live streams videos and everything you need there.
If you listen during showtime, it's 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's Eastern, yeah.
Yeah, it should be very easy to listen.
So on Seattle, I had a dear artist friend. He passed he actually went to Cornish. He lived on Capitol Hill. He taught developmental disabled people to become janitors. He was a great person, and we lost him to an epileptic. He went in the pool on a round-the-world bicycle trip when he retired, and that was that. But he would be burning police cars right now.
I want to hear more about what you think is going on in Seattle with the so-called autonomous zone. You can weigh in coming up here, Free Talk Live.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
local.bitcoin.com is a website where you can actually buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, and there's dozens of payment methods on there. They're celebrating their first year, by the way. It was this month. Last year, we started promoting this site. It just, you know, had launched in June of 2019, so kudos to them for making it through the first year. And there are still no ID requirements to sign up for the site, unlike some of these Bitcoin-selling websites where they just want to know everything about you. Local.bitcoin.com doesn't have to ask you any questions like that because they don't actually have custody of your funds. You have the keys to the coins that you have on local.bitcoin.com. So if you want to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, get on over there at local.bitcoin.com. So we go back to Mike in Washington State, listening to KBKW in Aberdeen. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live. Comments on the Seattle situation with the so-called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
I'm going to do some time traveling because when I was about 4 years old, we lived on Harvard Avenue on Capitol Hill right behind the university, and that is where the action's at right now. In those days, in the 60s, it was all black. Today, it is what I would call very radical, underground type of community with a lot of, I think the word is academics, people that are way, way smarter than our government and our police force and the brains of our community. And I think what they should do is let them have it as a test. Let them put up their windmills. Let them put up their solar panels. Let them turn their bicycle streets into bicycle paths because they don't drive. And they can have gardens going down the middle of Broadway. Plus, they already have the Chicken Soup Brigade there, which is a huge source of food. It started with the AIDS epidemic in those years, and it's still there. So there's a food chain right there for them already. But it sounds like if they want to charge people to come and open their stores, then they've already started their own little government, which is what they don't want.
Well, I mean, government or gang. Oh, but I repeat myself. What I would say is that, look, I'm for people being able to set up their own autonomous communities, and I've been for that on the air for a long time. The problem is that in many cases, people want to rule others.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't own it, then I don't think it should be given to them. Let them go buy a piece of property and rule it themselves. If they can attract people that want to come live there.
Well, Seattle's famous for testing things like homeless camps and stuff like that. So why not test that and just let them see if they can form their own, I don't know what you would call it, their shire, if that's what you want, and just see how it goes. And when they need to fill up a pothole, they can get their bike trailer out and go haul some cement all the way up that hill and fill the hole in.
Yeah, I went to some of the when I was in Seattle, I walked by some of those tested homeless communities you're talking about, and they smelled like urine.
But there's no shortage of drugs. Nicholsville. That was Nicholsville. I don't know. Let them have it. I don't care anymore. I live out in the country.
There you go. So that's the difference you were talking about before, right, Mark? Where the country folks are right. Let the cities burn. Who cares?
Let them do what they do. Look, all the cities are to the country is the place that buys the food that we produce.
Right. So, there you go. Anyway, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll look for you on other means.
I appreciate it, man. I thank you for the feedback. And you can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The FreeThoughtProject.com also reporting on the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And the folks behind the Free Thought Project are voluntarist types, from what I understand. I've met a couple of those guys over the years at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yep.
I don't know who's writing this particular story, but they are citing, it looks like maybe RT, Russia Today, talking about the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or the CHAZ, the area, six-block area, taking control of Seattle PD's East Precinct, and apparently City Hall as well. According to one report, the report of the armed personnel appears to have been confirmed by another activist who said that members of the John Brown Gun Club, a leftist militia.
You know what John Brown is?
No, who is
his contemporary partner of Lysander Spooner. They were they were abolitionists, both. And John Brown was the one who led a rebellion, I believe, in Mississippi. Now, it didn't work, but they killed people. It was a violent, abolitionist uprising. And I'm curious, always curious, what people think about this guy. Because he clearly used violent means, but it's now been almost 200 years, or going on 200 years, at least 150 years. So, you know, what do Americans think about people shooting slave owners and people who are supporting slave owners in this circumstance? Because I think it's legitimate. I mean,
if you're if what you were doing was setting the slaves free, then I'd say that's legitimate.
Yeah.
I mean, you're taking out a slaver. I'm not going to shed any tears.
That's ultimately that's how I feel too. But you know, I'm not sure everybody feels the same way. And I'm sure
there are still some supporters of slavery, Mark, who would disagree with you.
This guy was radical in his day, but I mean, he still kind of drips radicalism. That's what I'm saying, John Brown.
So the John Brown Gun Club, which is a leftist militia, also known as Redneck Revolt. You remember us? Were you on the show when we talked about the Redneck Revolt people?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's like a leftist redneck group, basically.
Okay.
You know, sort of the union labor kind of workaday folks who are of the leftist belief system, but they believe in guns, and they believe in using guns to protect the things that are important to them. So you definitely have the gun-toting leftists out there, which is great. I think there should be people, you know, defending their property, although they may be against property, so who knows what they actually believe in that particular group. But sympathizers have described the atmosphere inside the zone as, quote, wonderful, unquote, and peaceful, more like a concert than anything else. Let's see, at Twitter from @CreamPeachesAnn, P.T. Keene says, visited the autonomous Capitol Hill in Seattle this morning. Absolutely unreal energy there. Organizers are protecting the barricades by sitting peacefully. Food, water, ponchos, and medical supplies are everywhere. People are listening to music and talking. It's wonderful.
And I believe you can be peaceful with a rifle in your hand. I don't think everybody thinks that, but I do.
Quote, police want you to think that without them there will be chaos, but what if without them there was peace? Mused resistance activist Joshua Potash, holding up Seattle as an example of what Democrats demand to defund the police might produce.
Well, okay, so maybe there'll be peace by whatever standard, but is anybody willing to say that there won't be crimes committed in this Capitol Hill region?
Seems like inevitably a crime will happen.
It probably has, as a matter of fact. And by crime, I don't mean something that's illegal. By crime, I mean something that's immoral.
Mm-hmm.
I mean somebody aggressing against someone's person or property.
Right.
A lot of these people probably don't believe in property at all, so, you know, there's that. But so let's just use person.
Mm-hmm.
Has somebody had their person aggressed against inside this region in the last 4 days? And I would say the chances are probably pretty high, but if not, it's certainly going to happen in the next 40 days.
Maybe so. Well, we know that when that happens in real life, or, you know, the other world that was existing before the autonomous zone, in that case, the police may not show up anyway. So,
certainly true. You know? But if these people don't have a plan for dealing with that, they're not talking about peace.
Well,
they're talking about subservience. That's all.
Just because people don't have a plan doesn't mean that one won't, you know, sort of surface when is necessary. I mean, through whatever market forces are
involved.
They're
leftists. I know what plan will surface.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is promoting law and order during a roundtable on policing issues in Dallas, Texas.
Third, we're working to finalize an executive order that will encourage police departments nationwide to meet the most current professional standards for the use of force, including tactics for de-escalation. Also, we'll encourage pilot programs that allow social workers to join certain law enforcement officers so that they work together. We'll take care of our police. We'll take without defunding police. If anything, we're going the other route. We're going to make sure that our police are well-trained, perfectly trained. They have the best equipment.
Microsoft says it will no longer sell facial recognition software to police departments, making it the latest big firm that's backing away from the surveillance business. You're listening to USA Radio News. As if trips to the grocery store were not nerve-wracking enough, U.S. shoppers lately have seen the costs of meat, eggs, and even potatoes soar as the coronavirus is disrupting processing plants and distribution networks. Pat Penfield studies supply chain management at Syracuse University. He tells ABC,
the coronavirus has caused a major disruption within the food supply chain. We have this unprecedented demand at the grocery stores.
Penfield also saying,
producers don't need to offer coupons anymore because, again, people are coming in and buying as much as they want.
The Labor Department saying egg prices reached an all-time high of $3 a dozen in late March, but have since fallen back to less than a dollar. The White House says there's a 100% chance that another coronavirus relief package will be signed into law. Speaking on MSNBC, senior advisor to the president, Kevin Hassett, says they're watching the numbers evolve as states reopen their economies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the Seattle Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. I don't know if there's much else that I think we can really say about this. I mean, we're reading different reports. We've gone from, you know, the mainstream media. We've looked at the Free Thought Project and elsewhere. But if you want to jump into the discussion, you're welcome to do that. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. It is one of the more interesting things happening out there. But honestly, I don't know what all is going on. There's a lot of stuff happening. There was a massive protest in Hollywood the other day I saw of some footage from with just huge numbers of people in the streets there, like bigger than I've seen in many years anywhere in the United States. Usually you don't see more than, you know, a few thousand folks at a big event. But this was thousands, tens of thousands, tens of thousands. I mean, just a sea of human beings in the street. Obviously, people aren't that concerned about that whole coronavirus thing anymore.
Oh, the riot's
refreshing.
Period.
Yeah. Let's go back to, again, your calls and thoughts. Steve is in Washington State listening to KBKW there in Aberdeen. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, what I was wondering is, do you guys know of any of those the freelance YouTube guys that are posting anything from Seattle? I haven't been able to find any.
Usually no. Ford Fisher is involved in this stuff. I haven't looked at his Twitter feed recently, in the last few hours, anyway. I don't know where he is right now.
That's
from what I understand, we heard this morning that they're making basically mandatory donations to even enter the zone.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's paid protection. That's extortion.
Oh, that's taxes.
So, well, yeah. Well, I would like to see.
Yeah, but
You know, I would like to see some evidence for these claims. I mean, so far the police have claimed that they've been anecdotal. So, you know, has anybody actually tried to go up to one of these checkpoints with a video camera and see what their response is? They may lash out. I don't know. If they are indeed threatening people, they will lash out at somebody with a video camera because then they're going to get, you know, some sort of evidence.
Well, I guess King 5 and Fox News or somebody did a little story. We were listening earlier on KBKW this morning, and there were some articles put out, and they were charging a fee to enter this area, whether you had a business in that area or whatever.
And they got that on footage? They got video of that?
Yeah, but what they didn't do is they didn't say what the amount was.
So like an open
everybody's
donation?
Wondering, what's it really cost? You know, yeah. And is it mandatory? Is it...
Ian, if you're going to your business, I got a question for you here. You seem to be in support of all of this.
I'm not supporting extortion.
No.
No, you're in support of this.
No. No, I would drive over that dude if he said, give me money to go to my business.
Right. So, I mean, I guess, is it actually, my question would be, is it fair to use violence against somebody who's attempting to keep you from your business? If they just ask for money. If they just ask for money.
Absolutely.
Oh, if they just asked? No. Unless they come at you.
No, wait a minute. So that's different if a guy approaches me in a Safeway parking lot and says, hey, man, do you
don't get to attack a panhandler.
Okay. I said, no,
Let me retract my terminology. Right. If they demand, in order for you to pass a spot, now they haven't stopped you, they haven't, you know, done anything, they're just standing there looking like somebody who's collecting money.
Well, they have stopped you, because they're barricaded. You have to stop at the barricade to get in.
Mm-hmm. So is it fair to use violence against somebody in that circumstance?
Yeah, absolutely. I drive over right over the top of them.
Well, as long as they don't have a uniform, right?
I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, why would it make a difference if they had a uniform? I can go put my uniform back on if they want me to.
I've stopped at plenty of checkpoints by people who have uniforms.
Are you referring to the police, Mark, the government gang?
What exactly?
That's who you're referring to?
In Belize, I was stopped by at a checkpoint, and they wanted money for, I think, being a tourist or something like that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't much.
Same difference, right?
So were you paying to enter, like, a park or a...
She's on the road, right?
That's an interesting point. The park is maintained by the government, right? Shouldn't I be able to enter?
Well, where were you going?
I was just going down the road.
Yeah, so you were just stopped at a checkpoint and they extorted some money
from you. In Mexico or?
Belize.
I mean, I don't know. I've never heard of being just stopped right down. I mean, I've.
That's because you live in the United States.
Toll bridges or whatever. Yeah. I mean,
you don't tend to see warlords and or government gangsters stopping people in the streets and extorting money from them directly. They'll write you a ticket in the United States, and then you have to go to court.
Sure.
And then, so there's all this window dressing around the same exact process.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is last week you could go to your business that you rent from the government because you pay property taxes.
Right.
And this week, somebody that's armed at a barricade is saying
you haven't seen any actual evidence.
Ian will believe any nonsense you say about the police. He'll believe it, hook, line, and sinker. He'll gobble it up like a bunch of bugles. But if you say one thing about...
But these are, you know, but if King 5 and there's multiple news sources that have said there's an amount that needs to be paid to enter, you know.
But you haven't actually seen them show proof of that. That's the thing. The police are making these allegations according to the reports in the news. The police are the ones saying people are reporting these things to them. So what is the actual truth? That's why I want to see somebody with a video camera go up to one of these.
I'd like to see these independent people. You know, there's these bunch of YouTube guys running around and they're live streaming. I mean, there's no better news coverage.
Perfect opportunity.
Ever.
Steve, great call, man. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here tonight. So there's no better opportunity than, you know, you've got a bunch of people in the streets, live stream. So that way, even if they grab your camera and smash it like the worst cops would do, right? Like, if these guys at these checkpoints are as bad as the cops, they'll grab your camera and smash and beat you.
If they're doing as they're accused, then they will do that.
Right. So if you're walking up to one of these checkpoints, you're walking into the Seattle checkpoint outside of the so-called autonomous zone at Capitol Hill, and you're just moseying on by, you got your video camera, you're doing a video blog or something like that, well, then you'll get it on video, and they're like, hey, get over here. You got to pay $50 if you want to go in here, buddy. You know, then you'll get it on video, and then we'll all know that that's what's actually happening.
Would they be justified in using deadly force against somebody who said that?
That's a great question. I don't know about whether you could use deadly force against someone who just said, come over here and give me money. You know, if they start attacking you, then I would say you absolutely have a right.
What if they've got a gun, a rifle in their hand that they're holding, and they say, give me money?
Then you're starting to get more into that
it's
realm.
It's feeling
of
a lot like armed robbery, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. What level of threat are they actually? Because, you know, if you're just some sort of crazy bum on the side of the road demanding right. money from people, but you're not actually a threat, then no, you shouldn't be able to shoot that guy.
That gets into the weeds of it is that, you know, what is the threat?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are enough bums that there are some crazy bums. And there are enough crazy bums in Seattle, I've been there, that, yeah, somebody would stand on a road and say, next to a barricade, and say, you got to give me money to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody who's ever parked their car near a nightclub in a city knows that, oftentimes the bums will hang out there and they say, hey, can you give me a few bucks to watch your car for you? Which means, if you don't give me money, I'm going to knock your windshield in.
Raz Simone, the rapper who is apparently trying to position himself, according to some reports, as the leader of the No Cop Co-op, where hundreds have been encouraged to remain camped out to occupy the now graffiti-ridden zone in Seattle's Capital District that includes a shuttered police precinct. Simone denied accusations that he had declared himself a warlord of the chess, which has wooden barricades and armed checkpoints.
I'm a peace lord.
The checkpoints, they say, are meant to keep out uniformed police officers, and the sign hung above the precinct that reads, quote, this space is now property of the Seattle people. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Get your thoughts in the remaining moments coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. In these remaining moments, maybe enough time for you if you call in right now and you want to weigh in on what's happening in the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Mark is waving this away. He thinks it's just going to dry up and, you know, wither away, and then the police will be back and everything will be back to as normal. And that's probably the most likely scenario.
Happened at Occupy.
But then again, we are in an unusual circumstance where this hasn't really happened before. Occupy didn't take over an entire police station. They didn't take over an entire six blocks in a city. They didn't burn a police station in Minneapolis, which is what happened like a week ago at this point.
I will agree with you that these are strange times.
They are very interesting times, and certainly, you know, as I said a few nights back, I think it was on the Sunday night show where I was talking about my experience at the Nashua Black Lives Matter event, which had been almost completely co-opted by the political class, by these politicians that were oozing around and, you know, doing their political thing.
Slithering,
yeah. Anyway, I felt like, okay, well, it does seem to be going in the same direction, at least here in New Hampshire, as Occupy did in the past, but New Hampshire ain't Seattle, and so there's definitely some differences, some pretty key differences that are going on in these places. So it's going to be something worth keeping an eye on. I'm curious to see how this pans out. It's definitely very different. And if you're in the Seattle area and you've got comments, obviously we'd love to hear from you. Let's go in the meantime to your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. David is on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to narc on our legislature here. They have to call a special session of the New Mexico legislature because they're out of money and they're not going to make it if they don't call a special session. And Walmart is open. You can go in and shop there with your mask and all that, but you can't go into the legislature if you are the public during our special session because it's private.
That's all about the... You know, I hope that some people are paying attention to this.
God, they're creepy.
This whole government, they tried to pretend like they were open before. Well, now they're not even trying to pretend. Now it's just like, sorry, you can't come in. Nope, you can't watch our meetings. Nope, you can't participate.
Yeah, and this one, remember, this one is about
This one's about the money. They're going in there too. They're $2 billion short of money, maybe three, and that's on a $7-8 billion budget. So they're like 30-35-40% short of money that they've been spending year in, year out. And they're going to go in and decide what they're going to cut and where they're going to get the money, and they don't want public anywhere around there to ask them no questions in the state of New Mexico.
They're doing the same thing in Saipan right now. You know, basically they've lost 80% of their GDP, at least 70% of their GDP.
International travel is down by 99%.
Right, and they're basically a tourist-based economy. Same stuff's going on there. I imagine that a lot of places are dealing with this particular situation. The politicians certainly do not want people seeing what's going on when...
And especially when the last governor, Lujan Grisham, came in, the first thing she did was give a 17% raise to her cabinet secretaries and gave over 10% to her whole entourage, you know, like 100 and some people of her administrative staff, raised all their salaries by like 10%, and raised, teachers got a raise of, I think it was 6% about a year ago, and then they were scheduled to get an additional 4% this year, and so now that's in question as to whether that newest raise is going to get trimmed back from an additional 4%, get all the way back to a 2% raise when everybody else is out of work. So there's a little controversy there. They don't want you to hear the discussion.
A lot of these teachers, you know, like I don't know how it is for every school area, but a lot of these teachers are working less now that the whole COVID thing's going on. They just don't have as much work to do. They're meeting with students individually every few weeks or something. Depends on the district.
Yeah, in New Mexico, I heard the stats today. The public school students in New Mexico, where they were attempting to replace the real in-person school with some online stuff, the average amount of online stuff that each student in New Mexico is getting presently was 30 minutes a day.
Wow. Well, I will say, as a homeschooler, that you don't need nearly the amount of the time. Like, school is a babysitting service.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, much of what they do there, I don't know what they do there. I remember being at it, and you'd think that they were learning, but my son, you know, we're learning just like they are, and the time frame that he's doing it in is much slower.
Thank you, David, for your call tonight. James in Arizona, watching on YouTube. You're on Free Talk Live.
Wow, that was a really boring call, wasn't it, Minister Edge?
What were you calling about, James?
I asked him a question.
What, do you think I owe you something?
Just say yes for once. Tell the truth in your godforsaken life. And I should love... notice you don't ever talk about self-4-1 anymore, just as you've been victims of police violence about a grand total of zero. Just as, Minister Edge... more people were murdered on Flight 77 than cops in the United States have murdered in the last year. And
boy, he's rambling tonight. Thanks for the call tonight, James. Actually, we have talked about cell 411 recently because it's actually been down on the Google Play Store for the last 6 months. And I finally got in touch with Virgil, longtime listener and supporter here on Free Talk Live, who also happens to be the creator of Cell 411, and he's been going through some personal issues. Don't want to get into, you know, what that is, but he's had a tough last several months, and he's back in touch with me now, and he says that apparently what happened was it's something related to Google's terms of service, which is the reason for removal. Apparently, Google didn't like it that children were downloading Cell 411. I have no idea why, and it makes no sense. We have to exclude children, apparently, from the target audience in order to get Cell 411 back on the Google Play Store. So it's been down because Google took it down because children were downloading Cell 411, and that's bad, apparently, according to Google.
It's odd.
So that's the latest on what's going on. It's been on the Apple Store the whole time, so it's still available through, you know, iPhone.
Apple doesn't care about your children.
Users and such. So I'm looking forward to announcing it once Cell 411 gets, because it's still operational. Like, if you had the app already on your phone, it still works. It's just
can't you go to cell411.com and download it?
No, that was the problem, was they just linked to the Google App Store version
there.
Yes. So they didn't have an individually downloaded downloadable file from that site. I would hope that they will change that in the future in case of future Google takedowns of the app.
It's a great project, and
it is.
If it, you know, if for whatever reason enough, it got enough sort of momentum behind it, it would be very, very useful. It doesn't matter whether you don't have to hate cops or firefighters or anything like that to use it. It's just an emergency, you know, among other things, an emergency response app.
And it works pretty well. In fact, Virgil did tell me he still sees requests, you know, alerts being sent out regularly through Cell 411 to people all across, presumably, the world. And maybe we'll get to talk to Virgil about that coming up in a couple weeks. He told me he may be coming to ForkFest, which
awesome.
Is on the way. We are, what, 2 weeks away now or something like that?
It's really getting close.
From ForkFest, maybe even less than that.
The new start of ForkFest, because the start of ForkFest listed at ForkFest.party is still
the 29th.
The one-week festival as opposed to the now longer two-week festival.
The extended version starts on the 22nd, and that's when I'm going to be going up there at Rogers Campground. Beautiful place to go and hang out with freedom-loving people. ForkFest is the decentralized libertarian camping festival. It's going to be its fourth year, and this year it will happen in tandem with the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the first week, and then the second week will be all ForkFest right up until the weekend when it is Independence Day weekend, so the final night of ForkFest is the 4th of July, which is pretty cool.
With fireworks.
With fireworks. At least that's what's being planned. That's what they do there at Rogers Campground every year on that weekend. I've never been to the Rogers Campground's fireworks before because the Porcupine Freedom Festival never coincided with that particular weekend. But because ForkFest is doing that this year, it's going to be really, I think it's going to be an interesting time. We'll see how many people come out to it. It's definitely not too late for you to register your campsite. There are no tickets to ForkFest. There's no central organization. There's no bureaucracy. There's no organizers. You got to organize yourself. What do you want to do? You just want to go and hang out with other like-minded, liberty-minded folks? Cool, you can do that. Or maybe you want to put something on for those people to attend. Maybe you want to put on some sort of speaker series or a concert or, you know, a play. I don't know. Whatever it is you think people will enjoy, whatever you want to do. Put together a poker night, various game, board game night or a party. I don't know. It's up to you. It's ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event there. There's a Telegram chat room in which you can interact with other attendees. And I guess we'll have to hold off on this Antifa demands list from the Chaz, because they do have a 19-point list of demands.
19.
And maybe we'll get into that another day, but I'll bookmark it. We'll see you online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.